All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. My special guest, Don Nikoloff, and we're talking about some of the powers that be, the people behind the Federal Reserve, some of the things they've done, the lies that they've told, how it ties in with the Bush administration. And overall, sinister agenda that they've got going on here, that they've been, taking it at a snail's pace for the last how many years? Hundreds, if not thousands. It's passed down from generation to generation. Don, let's see. Back to, have we got anything left on Tesla here before I...
We could talk for days on Tesla, but I would just let you know that, you know, his technology and really his name was suppressed from the books because the books were written by intelligence agencies to filter out the stuff they didn't want us to know.
We're talking about history books, we're talking about educational books for students and so forth, yes?
Yeah, and science, all of that. You know, it was kept out because to write about it would to acknowledge that they did have access to his materials, which they claim they don't.
Okay.
You know, and Tesla was actually murdered. He didn't die of old age.
He was?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have documentation of that? I mean,
the person who claims he murdered him with Reinhard Gehlen was none other than Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, Otto Skorzeny. Takes credit for it.
Okay.
And in fact, he knew quite a bit about the details that transpired. Missing documents, when it occurred, all of that.
Let me ask you, the main reason, I mean, the reason why a lot of the research and a lot of the patents or whatever was taken or stolen from Tesla was to suppress it, was it to use it for their own benefit, was to give credit to somebody else? I mean, what specifically were they using it for?
Primarily to weaponize it, to use it against the people, or to use it against other governments or other countries.
Okay, so it's a sinister force that was doing this. I mean, for the good, Tesla was doing this for the good of humankind and, working on these particular inventions. And he was a brilliant guy. He was a genius, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing this for the benefit of mankind to try to make our lives better. And, you know, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like he had invented an automobile that ran on water. Okay. Do you know anything about that?
Well, he invented all types of what we would call free energy devices or devices that use minimal amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And motors and engines were a strong point. A car by itself, I don't recall that, but components. Usually his inventions were scattered about to be components, and anyone with a bit of ingenuity could figure out that the individual patents could be put together in an invention. In other words, you could make these different inventions work together in another invention. He was very prolific at that.
Okay, well, let's move on. You've got a reference here. You'd sent me some materials regarding the Murrah Federal Building.
Well, yeah, that's the Murrah Building is related to the underground SS in Germany. When the Germans realized they were going to lose the war,
mm-hmm.
and it was basically planned. If you really go into and study the history, if these wars are orchestrated, they know who's going to start it. They know what's going to start it. They know how long it's going to last. They know about how much money they're going to make, how many people are going to die, and when it's going to end. Every war follows a similar pattern. They're doing the same thing now, and they usually do it under the pretext of something that supposedly happened.
Okay, let's take a break here.
Sure.
That was a short segment. We got a long one coming up here. Be back in a few with Michael Herzog and Don Nikoloff. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. See you in a few.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, and I have my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in, voice a comment, or you have a question for my guest. Don, you want to take a call?
Yeah. Did you want me to finish on the Murrah building here real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I got a caller on the line here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll do it quickly. So the Avair went underground. It was being run by Admiral Wilhelm Canaris.
Uh-huh.
He went to Oklahoma City under the alias of Samuel Randall Pittman and began teaching. Actually, I've tracked him down to Shawnee, Oklahoma. He was teaching law at the Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee. And in 1976, he became ill, and his position was taken over by Henry Kissinger. Okay, this is the underground SS that merged with the CIA.
Okay.
And then George Bush Sr., or George Herbert Walker Bush, took over in 1978.
Now, that was what is the CIA director, right? Or...
Well, he took over the underground Abwehr,
which is
in Dachau. It's also known as the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst,
mm-hmm.
or Dachau DVD.
Okay.
It's the underground Abwehr, which is... the old German SS, still alive today.
Interesting. Okay, so that ties in with the Murrah Federal Building, and the Murrah Federal Building had all the documents for Agent Orange.
And the Abwehr.
And the
Abwehr. All those documents were there.
And that's a good reason why it would have been blown up, huh?
Yeah, and they, you know, obviously there were some financial records there, too, because in all the terrorist activities that we had in New York, in Washington, in Oklahoma City, they attacked financial offices of the building.
Okay. You say when they attacked the World Trade Center, they had financial documents in there relating to what?
Relating to the put options, relating to computer software that was being manufactured. Richard Grove came out with several hours worth of interviews where he described the anomalies that were occurring in the stock market prior to the attacks. And when he brought it to the attention of his superiors, they fired him.
Yeah, I remember the story. I saw a two-hour. I listened to a two-hour audio of his presentation. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very credible story what he describes, because he was supposed to be in those buildings at the time they were blown up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's take a call. You want to?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Todd from Kentucky. Todd, you're on with Mike and Don. Go ahead.
Yes, fabulous show. I love this information is priceless. I would like to ask a question: Is there any way or anywhere that we can get the original books from Tesla that weren't changed, or any kind of notes or anything like that?
Well, that's a good question. There's a Tesla museum in Belgrade, in what was the former Yugoslavia, now Serbia, and Tesla. Had records in Croatia. There were some records in Austria. And, of course, our FBI picked up a bunch of those records. They'll tell you that they didn't, but their own interdepartmental memos discuss it. Descriptions of employees at Tesla's hotel describe them having picked it up. Otto Skorzeny himself said that on behalf of the CIA, he and Reinhard Galen interviewed Tesla for almost 2 days before they murdered him, and they took his best inventions and his blueprint and descriptions of what those inventions were. So they do have the records.
I'm almost positive it's Japan that have a holiday every year for Tesla? Japan or China? I'm not sure.
Well, we have those all over the world. They have an annual Tesla conference in the United States. Mm-hmm. In Salt Lake City this year. And, they celebrate his technology because there are many who honor what he did.
But basically, the people in the United States are pretty ignorant of what he's done. Is that correct?
Well, by and large. I mean, we're told Alexander Graham Bell, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Edison are the main inventors. And, no one ever wondered why Franklin, putting the key on the string, and he was able to conduct electricity, why he never got electrocuted flying that kite, Those are the kinds of myths they fed us,
Well, thank you very much. It's great to hear where the source is coming from, because everybody says they, and nobody really knows who, but when you dig that deep into all this, it's very fascinating. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having him on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Todd, for the call. The information is so deep, you can literally go down. I mean, you can get lost for months and months and months. That's why I give accolades to people like you, Don, that go down and do the research, and you find the documents, you find the birth certificates, you find where they came in, what they said, and so forth, because, we all have our place, and frankly, I don't have the time to do it. Factually, I go into a lot of different areas, and I touch base on the surface of a number of different issues, so I can, basically sound intelligent as to bringing somebody on the air, but I'm the first to attest that I don't know a hoot from hollers about this stuff until I bring somebody on like you that can go into detail on it. Okay, you wanted to bring up, and we're kind of running behind here. You wanted to bring up some information about this corruption that's going on in Chicago. Did you want to shift gears and move on to it?
I became interested in a group called the Illinois Family Court Accountability Advocates, or the IFCAA, and it's a group founded by some very concerned parents that have been raked through the coals in the justice system in Cook County, Illinois,
County. Is this like what CPS involved? Are you talking about Family Accountability Advocates? Does that involve CPS?
Well, what it involves is people who are trying to hold the courts accountable for the corruption that's going on in the court system.
I got you. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Let's go into that one.
Okay. Well, the easiest way to describe what's going on for your listeners, and you know, there are charges in Chicago and throughout the country that our courts are corrupt and that they're using probate courts as a vehicle to amass fortunes, which end up in these peer trusts controlled by judges and attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
You have bankruptcy courts where the same thing is going on, and they're actually using software that was never paid. The Promise software developed years ago. This is in the 1980s. This software was developed. It was to keep track of their cases. But what they have done, because of the command line structure of that software, they're creating financial vehicles, very complex scams to take money away from litigants. Now, let's say, for example, a couple goes through a divorce, and maybe it was an abusive father, and they have two or three children, and the wife gets the children, she gets the house, the husband is really the breadwinner, so the wife is supporting now her children and making the house payment on the alimony and the child support. Technically, the child support is supposed to go to the kids, okay?
Right, yes.
What many of these husbands are doing, and I believe that the courts are actually pushing them to do this, is they're stopping the payments. When the mothers who cannot support the family and make the house payments go to the court seeking relief to force the husband to comply to the divorce decree, they are being attacked. They are having the kids taken away from them, given to the husband, having the houses stolen under duress and under threat of incarceration. And this process is going on throughout the country. It's not just in Chicago, but they seem to have it down in Chicago. If you wanted lessons on how to do it, you could study what they're doing in Chicago. And it's done, it's condoned by the state attorney's office. Complaints and appeals are just routinely shot down. However, there are some people that are now starting to fight back. And the IFCAA was founded, co-founded by Dr. Sheila Mannix, who is a psychologist. And she used to have a Montessori school. They've taken over $1 million from this woman, trying just in the process of her trying to get her kids back and trying to keep her school open. They turn her into a hostile witness of the system where she's really the victim. But they do everything they can do to defame these people. They worked, and I believe it's illegally, with child-appointed or court-appointed child advocates. Mm-hmm. Who have, as far as the records and the transcripts I've seen, have never even formally entered themselves into the record. They don't have standing in the court, yet they're being paid, and they don't turn their bill in. In some 5 years or so of litigation that Dr. Mannix has been involved in, trying to get her kids back and trying to get her husband to pay alimony and child support, what she is seeing is these attorneys are conspiring to defame her, to discredit her, to try to get her institutionalized as insane or someone who's just out to attack the judges. And she's documented the cases so well that it points to the bank accounts and the organized crime figures as far away as Arizona that are involved in it.
Well, you know, that ties right in. I had a guest on my show last week. His name is John, and he had his son taken away from him. We got a break coming up. Got to stop. We'll continue this when we get back. Hold on. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're on the line with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We're talking about Chicago corruption now, and we'll continue this. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. We'll be back in a few.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit solaywellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you with or from republicbroadcasting.org and 1180 Shortwave. Gun line with Don Nikoloff, my special guest. And Don, I wanted to take a moment. We're going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. And I wanted to tell you real quick, Don, I had a guest on last week. His name was John Ridgway. And it ties in with what you were saying, because this gentleman had gone in on a court case and he had taken a bottle of olive oil and anointed the courthouse. And he went in and he anointed this, you know, the seat that he was sitting in. He went in and anointed the podium when he got up there to hear his guilty verdict. And when the trial was over, it was for a parking ticket or something stupid. He went and shook hands with the bailiff, and he shook hands with the prosecutor, and he excused himself, and he was sorry he had given him all the trouble. The next day, he was assaulted by a SWAT team. He was arrested and incarcerated for 54 days, then charged with assault, a felony, on a federal official. They did some psychologist that they appointed did some kind of an evaluation without even seeing this guy and took his kid away from him, and he's still to this day. This was in 2005, and he's still to this day fighting to get his son back.
This is just like what they're doing today. Now, they're doing this, first of all, they're doing this behind the scenes. The attorneys on both sides are collaborating together. In the instance of Dr. Mannix, she is representing herself in court and doing a brilliant job. They can't compete with her. All the judges and the lawyers conspiring against her cannot compete with her. She just keeps citing the law. Quoting the law, the case law, every time she opens her mouth. Now, there's a judge that just died about 2 weeks ago, James Donegan.
Yes.
Very corrupt judge from what I have seen, from the transcripts I have read. and the descriptions about the actions he has engaged himself and attorneys and others. He's got ties or had ties to organized crime. The state attorney's office is protecting these judges. They're using taxpayer dollars to defend these guys illegally. Sherman Skolnick, a journalist in Chicago, devoted his career to exposing these corrupt judges, right. And they're still at it.
Right. Now, Sherman Skolnick, he passed away, too, is that right?
Yeah, he died kind of suspiciously. He was 75, but no one expected him to die.
Well, now, this James Donegan, this judge died suddenly about 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
His body was speedily disposed of in a hasty funeral.
Well, it was. It seemed to me, from just looking at it, I couldn't find much information about it. He was just all of a sudden, you know, gone.
Interesting.
And the judges that they replaced to take over the caseload are giving Dr. Manick a hard time one after the other. They're browbeating her. One will go in there for 90 minutes, recuse herself. They bring another judge in, and again, 90 minutes of just pure torture. But she's not cracking.
Now, Tell me, have they tried to do these psychological evaluations on her?
Oh, they tried to have her, declared insane. And I mean, she's absolutely brilliant, you know. But they do this to all anyone that fights them. They do the same thing. They try to get you incarcerated because then they can try to start the. You know, the torture, the intimidation, the illegal drugging, and if they can get you institutionalized with the through the collaboration of a crooked doctor, they're happy to do that, too.
Right, and if they incarcerate you and then they put you through one of these psychological evaluation, the psychologist, crooked psychologist, whoever it is, can, say that they need to be on some kind of a psychotropic drug, and they can postpone a trial and basically hold you indefinitely.
Yes,
right.
And what they do is they fabricate this stuff, and then they hold this as evidence. For instance, as in Dr. Mannix's case, they would say she's the bad, evil parent, when in reality she divorced herself from an abusive husband, an abusive father, and the kids want to be with her. They're forcing the kids on the father, and the kids, one of her sons nearly committed suicide. This is an event that took place at school. The court covered it up, even though she tried bringing it up, and they allowed the husband to perjure himself in a proceeding about the children to say the kids were doing fine. When one of the kids had to be taken to the emergency room because of a drug overdose in school.
And every time she tries to assert her civil rights and file a motion, she's threatened with contempt.
She's thrown out of the courtroom, brought back in the courtroom. It's right in the transcript. And then she begins to speak her next point or introduce a motion, and the judge. Now, Donegan's out of the picture, but the other judges are following this, and this is the chief judge is behind this. He decides which judges are going to take this case.
Yeah, and some of the research that I've done on this, as I said, I had this gentleman on the show last week, but this is not just in Chicago. This is rampant all over the country.
All over the country.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's interesting in one of these cases, and briefly I just want to touch upon this, is that one of the so-called indigent ex-husbands has received over $1.1 million in SBA loans. And this guy is from Poland. And he's no more an American than Vicente Fox is, and he's being given millions of dollars. And looking at the loans specify what type of SIC codes should be used, so you can categorize where the money's going. And looking at the Illinois records for loans, there are companies getting millions of dollars, and these companies don't even exist. So I wonder who is getting the money.
You have to wonder how deep this goes.
Well, oh, it's deep.
All right, well, Don, we got another break coming up.
Sure.
And then we're going to have a long segment, so stick with us. We're with my special guest, Don Nikoloff, talking about Chicago corruption that goes all over the country, really. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, Republic Broadcasting, ORG, and 1280 Shortwave. Stick with me. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, the because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening with my special guest Don Nikoloff talking about Chicago corruption right now in the courts. I guess my engineer came in and said we had a caller offline, Don, that was wondering if you had a website she could go to and get some information.
I don't have a website per se. I find it difficult getting my articles out in the email because they like to intercept it and stop it from coming out. Oh, yeah. It's just something, it's a personal thing, you know. Nothing against websites. I love going to them.
No, I understand that. You start going down the rabbit hole like you do and start uncovering some of this stuff, and yes, you're being watched and intercepted and whatever.
It's not out of fear. It's just a hassle fixing it.
I understand. Believe me. Let me put out the call-in number. Again, it's 800-313-9443. If you have a question for our guest Don Nikoloff or if you have a comment, feel free to call in. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would say if someone wants me to get in touch with them, if they want to leave their information with your producer or your engineer,
That's fine. Yeah,
That could work.
Okay, for that specific caller, if you would like to call into my engineer, 313-9443, and give your information, I will have Don Nikoloff call you after the show. Or I will give the information to him and let him get in touch with you. Okay, back to where we were. Don, tell me, what, in your estimation, Don, what exactly is the motivation behind this? I mean, is it tied to money? Is it tied with power? What is it?
It's all about money. It's about power. It's about kind of a geopolitical underground dark energy movement that just wants to take over the world. What you have in Chicago is very much like what they had in the Soviet Union before the so-called fall of the Iron Curtain. It's run by Russian mafia. I mean, you've got Polish mafia there. Mafia is mafia. It's organized crime is what it is.
Well, I think it's safe to say that you know, whatever it is, it's criminal elements that have infiltrated throughout our system, and it's been going on for a long time. They had been, you know, if you want to call it the Illuminati, the New World Order, whatever it is, they've been crawling at a snail's pace for a long, long time. But it seems like in the past several years, especially since 9/11, they've stepped it up.
That's because we're waking up.
Right, and it's kind of a double-edged sword, because the more people that wake up and rip the curtain away from this wizard, if you will, the more paranoid they become, and the faster they want to move.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Back to this Dr. Mannix. Now, you say she spent in the millions.
Well, her personal fortune was something over $1 million, and she had a Montessori school, of course. They got her claim to be an unfit mother, so therefore she was unfit to be teaching children in a school. Yet I can tell you, that I know the level of education at any Montessori school, and I've been involved with Montessori schools over the years, as a music instructor mm-hmm. from time to time, and the kids are absolutely brilliant. Those. They always try to discredit the people that bring forth the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't that a pattern that goes on everywhere?
Yes, it goes on everywhere, and it goes on any subject you want to bring up.
You speak the truth, you're a conspiracy theorist, or you're a kook, or you're a wacko.
Right.
Okay.
I wanted to insert for all the listeners out there, on one of my previous shows I had mentioned when I went off on Bill O'Reilly that I had written a song debunking Bill O'Reilly and basically inviting him to a debate, and Don happens to be the guy that is going to produce it when I can ever get up to Vermilion, Ohio. Listen, we got another caller on the line. You want to go to him, Don?
Sure.
All right, Jeff in Colorado. You're on with Mike and Don. How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your guest, in his opinion, does he think Hitler was a traitor to the German people, or if he was a true, trying to do his best for his people?
That's a good one. Go ahead, Don.
Well, his people, I don't know. I thought Hitler was a product of Tavistock. I thought he was doing someone else's bidding. He was the Lee Harvey Oswald, so to speak, of World War II. He was a guy that inflamed and carried out the dictates, but he had been already brainwashed and conditioned and educated as to what his role was going to be. I seriously doubt if he was conscious of 50% of what he did, that it was totally under mind control.
Where did this happen at?
That would have happened at Tavistock in England, which happens to be the location of the London bus bombing in 2005.
Do you cite your source for that statement that he went to Tavistock and was brainwashed? You got anything to kind of like nail that to?
Well, there's a recent book that came out, and this is also parallel to research I was doing and some other people. I'm not alone in this thought. The book is called Hitler Was a British Agent, and it was written by a man. I'm trying to think of his last name, Greg. I want to say Bartlett, but I may be mistaken on the last name, pulling it out, from memory here. However, I had been looking at some research in New Zealand at the time, and it what he was coming out with was matching some of what I was finding. So, and these are things I'll be disclosing in the near future in regard to my writing.
Okay, well, let me, if you don't mind, let me insert something here.
Sure.
I don't find that too difficult to believe, Jeff and Don, because the same thing happens right now with our politicians. Matter of fact, I was just having a conversation with, I believe it was John Stadtmiller the other day. Isn't it funny that our elected officials seem to, for some strange reason, wind up taking a trip to Israel You know, for some reason, every time somebody gets elected or when they are being, you know, groomed for, if you will, a position, they always wind up taking a trip to Israel. Now, I'm not pointing a finger at Israel, but I think that's very strange. Don't you?
I do. I absolutely do, yeah.
So the thought that Don's conveying, plus the fact, you know, plus this book, I'm not saying it's true or not true. I'm saying it's food for thought.
Well, you have to ask yourself the question, is murdering of millions of people or the contributing to the murder of millions of people good for anybody's people? Ask yourself that question.
Not in my estimation.
I don't know. I would right now, you know, the way I'm leaning is that if it wasn't for them, Europe would be speaking Russian. And literally, because of their stand against the communists, they gave Europe about four more decades.
Well, see, the underground British intelligence agencies used Hitler to attack Russia.
Don't you think it's proven true that the commies were on the verge of a European-wide invasion?
They invaded our country.
Yeah.
I mean, this is part of the problem we have. We were talking about in Chicago. That's who's behind all this. We have more KGB agents than we do FBI and CIA agents in our own country.
All right. Well, let me insert something else here. You know, back in World War II, or at the end of World War II, there was a thing called Operation Paperclip.
Yes.
And they had gone in and they had taken out many, many, psychologists, was it?
Well, they said scientists.
Scientists. They had taken out, people in the intelligence community and, you know, taken them back to the United States. They'd gone to Argentina and so forth. Okay. So, you know, it's anybody's guess. But I don't rule out the possibility. Let's put it that way.
Well, I do need to go.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much for
the call.
Thanks
for
your call. Okay. Anyway, we don't want to go into too much about that. But with Operation Paperclip, the scientists, especially who was it, the inventor of the atom bomb? Okay. Didn't they pull him out of Germany?
Well, Edward Teller was one of them. We didn't get the straight story on the bomb either, you know. The bomb was being developed way back in the late 1920s. You could say they had the first one developed in 1929, mm-hmm. although they made it sound like they did it at the last minute to end World War II. And that was part of the deception of the whole plan. These wars are planned sometimes several hundred years ahead of time.
Well, the Germans were working on a number of different scientific developments during the war and up to the end of the war.
Well, yeah, many of them they were getting from us.
Right, and so so when I say that under Operation Paperclip, you know, when we supposedly defeated the Nazis,
mm-hmm.
We pulled a lot of those same Nazis out of there and brought them over here.
Yeah, some went to Spain, some went to Argentina, and eventually came back here. You know.
Mm-hmm. So the best of the best, the most brilliant minds actually came over and were working in tandem with the intelligence and the scientists in this country.
Oh yeah, so did the gold. You know, the gold went from Germany through the Vatican. Some of it came to places like Minnesota, for example,
mm-hmm.
St. John's University.
Well, you know, speaking of gold, people that listen to my show, they know I don't touch on 9/11 too much because it's, you know, it's history. I believe they need a new investigation of it. I don't
mm-hmm.
like to, you know, ride a dead horse in the ground with specifics about, you know, Building 7 or blah, 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 blah. But the gold in the bottom of that building
mm-hmm.
right, was mysteriously vanished. I mean, while people were looking at the top of the tower, the gold in the bottom of the tower was coincidentally being moved.
It was something like 2,300 metric tons, was it?
Right. And why was it there? Who owned it? And where did it go?
Well, it's probably gone.
Oh, well, there's no...
know that.
Good thought there, Don. Yeah, it's gone. Where did it go? Why was it there to begin with? And, you know, the whole thing to me was nothing more than a magician's trick because, you know, they were saying, look over here at the top of the building, and the whole time, the bottom of the building, there was smoke coming out and explosions going off, you know?
Yeah. And that's what Andrew Grove described as he arrived late.
Right, and William Rodriguez, who happened to be a janitor in the building, I met him back in June at a conference in Los Angeles. And his testimony, he was in the fourth floor. There's seven floors in the basement, and he was in the fourth floor when a large explosion went off beneath him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man that came screaming through a door into his, particular section there that had the skin was burned off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the people didn't see that. They there's a lot of testimony to the rumblings and so forth. But it's just curious, all these different things that are going on. And yes, people that watch mainstream media think that all these things happen randomly. And you're right, they're planned in advance, sometimes years and years and years in advance. And they're all planned in accordance with an agenda. You know, we're getting off track here. We were on the subject of Chicago corruption. and as I mentioned to you before off the air, I could go into to discussion with you for days and days and days. But let's get back here to this the corruption with the courts and what this Dr. Mannix. Now, she's been fighting this for how long?
Oh, good 4.5, almost 5 years. We'll say.
Now, she had her children taken away from her 4.5, 5 years ago, and she spent over $1 million in an attempt to recover her children.
Yes.
And they have dogged her at every turn. They have
created false evidence. I mean, it's a conspiracy. It's RICO Act violations left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I've read transcripts of various cases. And it's the same patterns. It's the same people. There's a child advocate by the name of David Wessel, who one lady was so inflamed, she wrote a book about this man, All But My Soul, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And his name appears consistently, although he's being paid somehow under the table. He's never, ever signed an appearance until, as far as Dr. Mannix's case, from something like February of 2002 until March 9th of this year, he never once signed in
now
to the case.
Is he's a doctor, a psychologist? What?
He's an attorney. He's worked on these child advocacy programs. He's been director of these things, and he's basically an attorney. And he's supposed to be operating in the interest of the kids. Well, the kids tell him they want to be with their mother, yet the court is forcing the boys to stay with the father, who is abusive, who threatens the kids. Okay, the kids they do not want to be with him, and yet this attorney is hiding the evidence from the hearings. I mean, they're having secret hearings where she doesn't appear. Okay. I mean, it's corruption.
Well, no, I know, and I keep trying to get down to the core issue of what the motivation is behind this. I mean, do these people...
Money. It's just money.
It's just money. Just sucking the money out of this poor lady.
Sucking the money. They take. They do this to everyone. They take their real estate. Then they threaten them with contempt of court. They threaten them with incarceration. Many times people are put in jail.
Well, I'll tell you another quick story. You know, I used to, before I left Phoenix, I used to go to the store late at night because I didn't like to fight the crowds and do the traffic jam with a grocery cart. And I went over to a Safeway store about 11:30 at night, and there was a homeless guy sitting out front. And obviously, and usually, when I see a homeless guy, I'll go up and give him 10 bucks or whatever. I don't avoid him like a lot of people do. And I always try to get their story. And this gentleman was obviously on some kind of a psychotropic drug or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically said, why are you here, sir? And it took me 3 or 4 times to get the story out of him. And what I could ascertain out of him is ultimately that he got into some domestic disturbance with his wife. He was arrested. He wound up having his kids taken away from him. They wound up getting a divorce. And he wound up losing his house, his cars, all of his savings and everything, trying to get his children back, and he wound up homeless.
He was
so messed up on these drugs, I had to question him repeatedly for a good 15 minutes to finally, piece the story together. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What you're describing is the same situation. They get the kids involved in now somehow. They get the county, whether you want to call it children's services or child protective services. They're not protecting the kids. They're getting the kids into the system where where they can arrange for kickbacks or flat out have the bribes occur in the back room.
Right, and I believe that there's a distinct possibility that they're getting compensated if they succeed in getting these children taken away. Listen, we got another caller. We're going to go to a break in a minute. We've got Nathan in Tennessee on the line, Don.
Sure.
Let's go to Nathan. Nathan, if I have to, I'll hold you over after the break. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. This is a very informative subject here. And I just want to get some clarity here. Did I hear the guest name the they, the who, the titular head? Who is running this whole cabal?
Don, you want
well, to... that's a good question. When I looked at it and I looked at the fact that Sherman Skolnick fought this for some 40, 50 years or so of his life, and he wasn't able to stop it. It had to be somebody up above the courts,
all right?
Let me
hold Nathan over.
Okay.
Nathan, stay with me. Okay, Don, we're going to go to a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening on republicbroadcasting.org and 1280 Shortwave. We'll be back in a few. Stick with us for the final segment.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We're back with the final segment of American Awakening. We've got my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line. We've got Nathan. Before I go to Nathan, I want to mention we had another caller call in regarding Tesla, and they gave a website called www.teslatech.info in case anybody wants to go in there and read about Nikola Tesla. Okay, Nathan, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, I guess I wanted to clarify. I wasn't speaking, you know, primarily about the court case, although that's kind of outrageous example of what's going on, but just the whole thing, 9/11, the whole new world order. There seems to be a lot of confusion out there in the truth, 9/11 truth movement and truth seekers as to who it is that is in control of this thing. Where is this all this evil originating from?
They don't want you to know who's in control of it. Don, you want to comment?
Well, banks, first of all, isn't there always some money transaction that's going on? Remember the day before 9/11, Rumsfeld was before the Congress telling them that $2.3 trillion was lost from the Pentagon budget. Okay, $2.3 trillion. Think about that. They operate on a $380 billion budget. How did that money all of a sudden grow to $2.3 trillion? I know where it came from, but the point I'm making is the next day we have this attack where all these put options took place and they attacked the financial offices. First place to get hit was, you know, Cantor Fitzgerald. How many hundreds of employees work there? You know, they go after the financial institutions to cover up the record. Okay? The banks have a lot to do with that. Now, who are the banks working for? Who are the banks ultimately working for? And you got these the power players, right? The Illuminati families, which are an extension of the banks, but they're working for who? These secret organizations, but whether you want to say it's the Knights of Malta or the Jesuit Order or the Vatican, they're all working in concert together with each other. And they're working with secret aspects or shadow elements of foreign government and our own government. This is what you have going on. They do it through real estate. They do it through peer trust. They do it through offshore bank accounts all over the country. Chicago is the, I call it the model or the cookie cutter for doing it. In every way possible, they're doing it there.
Well, that seems to line up with my research, you know, in tracing it back to, like you say, the Vatican, Jesuit, Knights of Malta connection. And beyond there, I can't find any human beings that are in control of them. I've left my number with the producer.
Okay.
Hopefully you can give me a call because we need to nail this thing down. A lot of people need to understand now that they have come to grips with who it is, what is their ultimate goal? What is the next step? Because you said earlier these people have planned this thing hundreds of years ago.
Sure.
That's just an incredible statement.
It is, but it's the reality.
Right. If you go down the rabbit hole on that, Nathan, you'll find out that that's true. Listen, I'm going to have to let you go. I did give my producer Don's number. Don, he's going to call you as soon as the show's over,
okay.
And he's going to give you Nathan's number.
Okay.
Nathan, I'm going to let you go, and thank you for the call, buddy. And
all right,
be
thank
in touch
you.
With
great
you.
Call,
yeah.
Nathan. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a closing comment, Don, and was just informed with another surprise by John Stantmiller. I'm going to be doing his show today as well. So.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir. Go ahead. Closing thought.
I just want to bring this awareness to people that we cannot compete with what they have. They set this whole structure planet-wide is based on competition, but we can create. We can create a new reality and a new paradigm. Now, why do I do this research? So you know who and what we're dealing with, specifically who we are.
Okay, that's it. All right, Don, thank you very much. I'll be in touch with you. Thank you very much for the show. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening at republicbroadcasting.org, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report.